Heads up, there's also a special monthly get-together you'll want to put on your calendar.
It's a special celebration happening the first Saturday of every single month at 11 a.m.
But what if you're the one who could use a little support right now?
Well, that's exactly where their community outreach programs come into play. They offer free food and clothing to anyone who needs it, no strings attached. You can stop by for that support every single Wednesday morning at 11. And you know, sometimes what you really need is prayer. They've got you covered there too. Just give this dedicated number a call anytime to leave your prayer request. All right, ready to connect? Here's a quick look at your next steps. There are basically four simple ways you can get plugged into the community right away. Now, for more details on any of this, the best place to look is their website. So check out lovegospel.org to find everything you need. What's your first step going to be? Let's dive into how you can connect with the Love Gospel Church. They really emphasize being a warm, loving community, pretty much a family in God. So, what's the best way to start? A great first step is simply joining them for worship. You can catch their main services on Sunday mornings and also on Friday evenings.
And heads up, there's also a special monthly get-together you'll want to put on your calendar.
It's a special celebration happening the first Saturday of every single month at 11 a.m.
But what if you're the one who could use a little support right now?
Well, that's exactly where their community outreach programs come into play. They offer free food and clothing to anyone who needs it, no strings attached. You can stop by for that support every single Wednesday morning at 11. And you know, sometimes what you really need is prayer. They've got you covered there too. Just give this dedicated number a call anytime to leave your prayer request. All right, ready to connect? Here's a quick look at your next steps. There are basically four simple ways you can get plugged into the community right away. Now, for more details on any of this, the best place to look is their website. So check out lovegospel.org to find everything you need. What's your first step going to be? Hey there. Let's dive into how you can connect with the Love Gospel Church. They really emphasize being a warm, loving community, pretty much a family in God.
So what's the best way to start? A great first step is simply joining them for worship. You can catch their main services on Sunday mornings and also on Friday evenings.
And heads up, there's also a special monthly get-together you'll want to put on your calendar.
It's a special celebration happening the first Saturday of every single month at 11 a.m.
But what if you're the one who could use a little support right now?
Well, that's exactly where their community outreach programs come into play. They offer free food and clothing to anyone who needs it, no strings attached. You can stop by for that support every single Wednesday morning at 11. And you know, sometimes what you really need is prayer. They've got you covered there too. Just give this dedicated number a call anytime to leave your prayer request.
All right, ready to connect? Here's a quick look at your next steps. There are basically four simple ways you can get plugged into the community right away. Now, for more details on any of this, the best place to look is their website.
So check out lovegospel.org to find everything you need. What's your first step going to be? Hey there. Let's dive into how you can connect with the Love Gospel Church.
They really emphasize being a warm, loving community, pretty much a family in God.
So, what's the best way to start? A great first step is simply joining them for worship. You can catch...
Y vamos a hablar sobre el tema las próximas semanas.
As the Lord leads.
Mientras que el Señor guíe.
I want to, Alex, go ahead and put up what I asked you to put up real quickly. Okay, you see this song here?
Y ustedes ven esta canción aquí.
We, and those who are watching, you're not going to see it, but you see it here. Beauty, beauty, beautiful, glory, glory, glorious, you are, you are. That's a song for the Lord, amen?
Y esta es una canción para el Señor.
Is there anything on it that you see differently? And I think you can see if you read the Spanish.
Y te, ustedes se pueden dar cuenta que si ustedes leen o traducen del inglés al español hay algo diferente.
So, this has been my goal for years, especially recently the past 4 or 5 years, is to, the Bible says, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Porque la Biblia, y esta ha sido mi meta hace unos años, que la Biblia dice de dividir la palabra correctamente en justicia.
And this is important for what I'm about to get into, because that one song is the same song in Spanish.
Y voy a entrar a esto porque es importante. Esa misma canción es la misma canción en español.
But notice in Spanish, it's made personal.
Pero si se dan cuenta, en español la canción se convierte personal.
Señor.
Sir.
Come on. Jesús, Jesús.
Jesús, Jesús.
But it doesn't say it in English.
Pero no lo dice en inglés.
Same song.
La misma canción.
Same purpose.
Y el mismo propósito.
But Spanish brings it down home.
Pero el español lo lleva hacia casa.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to draw that because the same thing with the Bible.
Porque es lo mismo con la Biblia.
Thank you, Alex. So when we say in English that Jesus, or let me say this if you're new in here, there's a reason why we say Yeshua.
Entonces quiero comenzar primero, si eres nuevo en nuestra iglesia, te queremos explicar por qué decimos Yeshua.
Because in Hebrew that's his name, it means salvation.
Porque en hebreo ese es su nombre y significa salvación.
Now, I know we, and there's nothing wrong we say Jesus in English, but it doesn't mean that in English, it just means Jesus.
Porque no está nada mal que digas Jesus o Jesús, porque eso significa su nombre.
When we say Lord,
cuando nosotros decimos Señor,
it's like a landlord, get it?
Es como decir a alguien que tú, un alguien de que es dueño.
But in Hebrew it means Adonai, it means my Lord.
Pero en hebreo significa Adonai, que significa mi Señor.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's our goal. We want to bring out the original foundation so we can get a better grasp of the word.
Y esa es la meta de nosotros, poder tratar de agarrar toda la fundación para que nosotros podamos entenderla completa.
So let's begin this.
Entonces vamos a comenzar.
Because you'll need this when I go into a few of the Hebrew words, not that I'm a Hebrew scholar, okay?
Entonces, porque lo van a necesitar mientras que entremos a otras palabras en hebreo.
When God created Adam and Eve,
cuando Dios creó a Adán y Eva,
or he created Adam,
o creó a Adán,
Adam was like this basket.
Adán era como esta canasta.
The only thing he had in him was air.
Lo único que él tenía dentro de él era el aire.
Which is what?
¿Qué era qué?
The Spirit of
el
God.
Espíritu de Dios.
He had nothing, no pollutants, nothing.
Él no tenía ninguna daño, nada dentro de él.
Come on.
Amen.
So when he was created,
entonces cuando él fue creado,
the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that God breathed into him.
La Biblia dice que Dios sopló vida dentro de él. Así hizo.
He didn't come alive until God breathed into him.
Porque él no fue vivo hasta que Dios sopló dentro de él.
Are you getting this? God said, "Let us make man our own image."
Porque Dios dijo, vamos a hacer al hombre hacia mi propia imagen.
The Bible says he was made from the dust of the ground, same ground.
Porque la misma Biblia dice que el hombre fue creado del polvo de la tierra, la misma tierra.
But the word is dust. What is dust?
Pero te pregunto, la palabra es polvo, ¿qué es polvo?
It's the ground, but it's the, watch this, it's the wind stirring up the dirt.
Bien, el polvo, el significado es...
Are you getting this?
Que es la, el viento soplando la tierra y moviendo.
So God stirred up the dust, the dirt. Come on.
Entonces
see?
Dios sopló y comenzó a mover la tierra.
So I want you to get to think like God. He stirred up.
Yo quiero the dirt. Quiero que comiences a pensar como Dios. Comenzó a mover el polvo, la tierra.
That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Eso es algo bueno, no es nada malo.
And then Adam became a body.
Entonces Adán se convirtió en un cuerpo.
And maybe, I don't know, for a few seconds he was like this.
No,
I don't know.
Yo no sé si por unos segundos estuvo así paralizado.
And then God.
Y después Dios sopló.
And Adam went.
Y Adán se despertó.
Santo.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to get this because this is very important for forgiveness.
Y yo quiero que ustedes entiendan esto porque es muy importante para el perdón.
And at that moment,
y en ese momento,
he was like God.
Él era como Dios.
He wasn't God.
Él no era Dios.
But he was like him.
Pero era como Dios.
And in him, the only thing, two things that was in Adam. Do you know what they were?
Y te digo las cosas, dos cosas que habían dentro de Adán y te digo cuáles son.
God.
Dios.
One more. Who?
Jesus.
No.
No.
The woman.
La mujer. Oh.
That's why marriage says they're equal.
Por eso el matrimonio dice que son similar, igual.
Because the Bible says.
Porque la Biblia dice.
God didn't go someplace else to get Eve.
Que Adam no fue a, o Dios no fue a buscar a Eva de otra parte.
I'm going to do it this way. This is a part of the Torah. He took Eve out by his word.
Él sacó a Eva a través de su palabra.
And he didn't have to breathe into Eve because when he breathed into Adam, come on, church.
Y él no tuvo que respirar hacia Eva porque cuando ya lo hizo con Adán,
Eve was already alive.
Ya Eva estaba viva. Amen.
He just took her out.
Él solamente la sacó.
And the Bible says,
y la Biblia dice,
now I can't tell you that part is a gap. He brought her to Adam.
Y no te puedo dar todos los detalles porque falta parte en la Biblia donde explica eso, pero dice que la sacó y la llevó hacia ella.
He took her out.
Hacia él. Y la llevó, la sacó.
Wherever he took her, I don't know. Okay.
No sé dónde la habrá sacado, pero se la llevó hacia Adán.
Why is this important?
¿Y por qué esto es importante?
Number one.
Número uno.
I could go home after this if you want. Why is it important?
¿Por qué es importante?
There was nothing in Adam except God and everything God had made.
Porque no había más nada dentro de Adán, solamente Dios y todo lo que Dios había creado. Amen.
Number two.
Número dos.
He had the right.
Él tenía el derecho.
To take out of Adam.
De sacar de Adán.
Watch this.
Miren esto.
God has never put sin in you.
Dios nunca ha puesto pecado dentro de ti.
Or unforgiveness.
O falta de perdón.
Or anger.
O rabia.
That's why, like I said last week, we have to be born again.
Y por eso lo dije la semana pasada, tenemos que haber nacido de nuevo.
When you get filled in your basket with junk, me too.
Porque cuando tú te llenas de tu misma canasta con toda la basura.
No one can take it out.
Nadie lo puede sacar.
Only God.
Solamente Dios.
Has the right.
Tiene el derecho.
To take it out of us.
De sacarlo de nosotros.
But.
Pero.
It comes with a stipulation.
Viene con una estipulación.
To give God the right.
De darle el derecho a Dios.
You must be born again.
Tú tienes que haber nacido de
you
nuevo.
You must have accepted.
Has tenido que aceptar.
The blood of his son.
La
on.
Sangre de su hijo.
Yeah, come on, wait, wait, that light, sister. You must have accepted the blood of his son.
Has tenido que aceptar la sangre de su hijo.
Which gives God the right to step in and pull it out.
Que le da el derecho a Dios, a Jesús, de pasar adentro y removerlo.
Luke chapter 11 verse 4 says, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who's indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation.
En Lucas 11:4, y perdónanos nuestros pecados, porque también nosotros perdonamos a todos los que nos deben, y no nos metas en tentación, sino líbranos del mal.
Amen. So, what is the first thing we are to do?
¿Qué es lo primero que nosotros tenemos que hacer?
Understanding that this is praying to the Father.
Entendiendo que estamos orando al Padre.
Our prayers every day.
Nuestras oraciones todos los días.
Should be.
Tienen que ser.
One part of it.
O parte.
That God forgive us of our sins.
Que Dios nos perdone de nuestros pecados.
Again, I want to try to lock this in for. There's a reason why we at Love Gospel we're not going to celebrate the feast because I'm going to explain one part
esta
of it.
Es la razón porque nosotros celebramos la fiesta de Dios.
First of all, the feasts are God's feasts. We went through that for years.
Porque las fiestas son fiestas de Dios.
Yes, he gave it to Israel.
Se la dio a Israel.
But I'm going to tell you where I trapped somebody one time, in a good way.
Entonces te voy a decir lo que le dije a esta persona.
They said, well, I'm not a Jew.
Que muchos dicen, oh, yo no soy judío.
Well, Jesus was.
Pero Jesús era judío.
So why do you put away one thing? Come on.
¿Por qué tú apartas las cosas?
Be careful what we say.
Porque tenemos que tener cuidado con lo que nosotros decimos.
That's why Peter says, grow.
Por eso Pedro dijo, tienes que crecer.
In the grace and knowledge.
En la gracia y en la sabiduría del Señor.
What you knew 5 hours ago, in Christ you should know more now.
Lo que tú has aprendido en 5 horas atrás, tú tienes que ser, aprender más hacia adelante.
So we get locked down when we think 20 years ago I read that. No, no, we're growing.
Porque nosotros a veces nos estoqueamos que leímos eso 20 años atrás. No, pero tenemos que crecer.
So here's what the Bible says.
Y esto es lo que la Biblia dice.
Yeshua Jesus said.
Yeshua Jesús dijo.
Forgive us our sins.
Perdona nuestros pecados.
That's the prayer we should be praying along with other things every single day.
Esa es una oración que nosotros debemos orar todos los días.
There were different types of offerings that God had in the Old Testament for Israel. You know that, right?
Porque ellos tenían diferentes clases de ofrenda.
We talked about Passover when the blood was put in the doorpost. Remember?
Entonces hablamos de la Pascua cuando la sangre tenía que estar puesta en el poste de la puerta.
That blood,
esa sangre,
from that lamb,
de ese cordero,
saved them from death,
lo salvó de la muerte,
but couldn't save them from eternal death.
Pero entonces no lo podía salvar de una muerte eterna.
Israel went out.
Israel,
after they left Egypt,
Israel fue hacia adelante cuando dejó a Egipto.
And they sinned.
Pero entonces ellos volvieron a pecar.
Hallelujah. Come on. So that blood covered them.
Entonces esa sangre los cubrió.
Keep that in your mind. Cover. Everybody say cover. Blood covered.
La sangre los cubrió.
What happened in the wilderness?
¿Y qué pasó en el desierto?
They had to build a tabernacle.
Tenían que construir un tabernáculo.
And they had to sacrifice every year blood.
Entonces tenían que hacer un sacrificio todos los años con la sangre.
There was a trespass offering.
Entonces había la ofrenda que hacían las cosas mal.
There was the offering for
traspaso.
There was the offering for being ignorant of your sin.
Y ofrenda cuando eran ignorantes de su pecado.
Are you getting this? There was the atonement once a year. That's a feast we're going. It's the one we don't like, where we fast for one day. Okay.
Entonces tenían la otra de que se diera la expiación.
You have to get this for the forgiveness. Get this. Once a year.
Una vez al año.
One time a year.
Una vez al año.
How many times did Aaron go into the tabernacle?
¿Cuántas veces Aarón fue
in the Holy of Holies, I'm sorry.
Fue al tabernáculo, al Santo de los Santos.
One time.
Una vez.
Only one time a year.
Una vez al año.
He went behind the Holy of Holies.
Él fue allí detrás del Santo de los Santos.
That's now the atonement, the feast.
Entonces la expiación.
The blood of every lamb and every bull and every goat.
La sangre de cada cordero, cabra o toro.
Every year.
Todos los años.
Covered Israel.
Cubrió a Israel.
Now, the reason why I'm going this way because this is the thing that's been going in the church that we need to cover ourselves with the blood.
Porque esto es cosa que está pasando en la iglesia que nosotros debemos ser cubiertos por la sangre.
If that's true,
si eso fuera cierto,
you're still back in Old Testament sacrifice.
Entonces tú estás en el Viejo Testamento, en el sacrificio viejo del Viejo Testamento.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming.
Juan el Bautista vio a Jesús venir.
And he says some of the most powerful words written in the Bible.
Entonces él dijo una palabra tan poderosa escrita en la Biblia.
He said, "Mira." Just switch the mic up.
Entonces él dijo, "Mira."
Look.
Mira.
The Lamb of God.
El Cordero de Dios.
This is now God's Lamb.
Este es el cordero que es de Dios.
All the lambs in the Old Testament was man's lamb.
Porque todos los corderos eran de la tierra del hombre.
Who takes away, removes the sin of the world.
Porque este es el cordero de Dios que quita los pecados del mundo.
When you accepted Christ and his sacrifice,
cuando tú aceptas a Cristo y su sacrificio,
the sin of Christ's blood,
el pecado de la sangre de Cristo
didn't cover you anymore.
Ya no te cubre más.
It removed the sin out of your life.
Esto remueve el pecado de tu vida.
But we play back and forth because we have, as Paul says, not understanding the scriptures, not growing.
Porque como dijo Pablo, no estás entendiendo las escrituras, tienes que crecer. No estás
keep
creciendo.
That in your mind where I'm going.
Mantén esto en tu mente.
During atonement,
el día de la expiación,
when they were in Israel,
cuando estaban en Israel
and the wilderness,
y en el desierto,
something happened.
Algo pasó.
That day,
ese día,
Aarón went two times before the Lord.
Él vino a donde el Señor dos veces.
Nobody could go behind the Holy of Holies.
Porque nadie podía ir allí al lugar santo santísimo.
And by the way, let's break the tradition. There was no rope tied onto him. That's
entonces,
tradition.
No, esta tradición que decía que no había una soga ahí atada a su pie.
And the reason why, because if he had sin, he'd drop dead, they say.
Porque entonces ellos decían que si él moría cuando iba allí al Holy of Holy, al Santo de Santo, lo sacaban con la soga.
No, because a bad tradition in the church today.
Porque eso es una tradición.
Preachers get mad at me over it, but it's not there.
Es una Listen, tradición mala.
What do you think he was taking behind the Holy of Holies?
¿Por qué él fue allí al lugar de los santos santos?
The blood of the lamb.
Porque la sangre del cordero.
God says when I see the blood.
Porque Dios dijo cuando yo veo la sangre.
I'll pass over you.
Yo voy a pasar.
I won't strike you.
Yo no te voy a tumbar o matar.
So even if Aaron had committed sin 1 second before he moved the curtain.
Porque si aún Aarón había cometido pecado, pero cuando estaba la sangre ahí,
he had the blood.
Él tenía la sangre.
And even if God was about to whack him, come
entonces
on.
Si Dios lo iba allí a pegar.
Do you see where this is going? When God saw the blood,
cuando Dios miró y vio la sangre,
didn't mean he approved you. He just said, "What?"
No, que te aprobaba lo malo que tú hacías, pero dijo así.
What was God doing?
¿Qué era lo que Dios estaba haciendo?
Preparing us for Yeshua Jesus.
Preparándonos a nosotros para Yeshua Jesús.
Now I'm not talking about living in sin 24 hours a day, but we mess up as believers. Come on.
Porque yo no estoy hablando cuando estás ahí pecando 24 horas al día.
Not me being a man of God. No. That's why I wore a red shirt.
Pero nosotros.
I'll let you know that. See, we mess up.
Porque aún nosotros pecamos.
Hallelujah. Our thought pattern.
Cuando nosotros tenemos ese patrón de pensar mal.
Anyway, let's not go down that road. We want to keep on this. Let's stay to the book. Okay, but listen.
Escúchame.
If God,
si Dios,
could forgive Israel and Aaron, come on.
Podía perdonar a Israel y Aarón.
With the blood of a regular lamb.
Con la sangre de un cordero regular.
How much more?
Cuanto aún más.
That's why Hebrews says, how much more?
Porque Hebreo dice cuanto aún más.
Than the blood of Christ.
La sangre de Cristo.
That didn't cover our sin.
Que va no cubría nuestros pecados.
But removed it.
La sangre removía nuestros pecados.
God wants to get us back to this.
Porque Dios quiere que nosotros volvamos a esto.
Where the only thing in us.
Que lo único que haya dentro de nosotros.
Well, guys, the women aren't in there anymore, so God took them out. But the only thing in us.
Porque lo único dentro de nosotros.
Is God.
Es Dios.
God.
Dios.
God.
Dios.
That's it. That's why in Hebrew he's Elohim.
Por eso en hebreo él es Elohim.
We say God.
Nosotros decimos Dios.
Even the Spanish Dios makes greater sense.
Aún en español, cuando decimos Dios, tiene más sentido.
And here's the reason why.
Y esta es la razón por qué.
Elohim in Hebrew.
Elohim en hebreo.
Means gods.
Dicen dioses.
Every nation had Elohims.
Porque todas las naciones tienen Elohim.
Add the S. Elohims.
Tiene Elohim.
But he.
O muchos dioses.
But he.
Pero él.
Is Elohim.
Él es Elohim. El único Dios.
So the Bible says.
La Biblia dice.
What Yeshua Jesus is saying here.
Lo que Yeshua Jesús está diciendo aquí.
This must be in your prayer.
Esto tiene que estar en tu oración.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because you've been forgiven.
Porque tú has sido perdonado.
Luke 17:3-4. Take heed to yourselves. Now I want you to watch this. Where we're going. Got a few more scriptures and we'll get this down. Take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. This is Jesus speaking, by the way.
Esto es Jesús aquí hablando.
And if he repents, forgive him. And if the sins against you 7 times in a day, returns to you saying, I repent, what shall you do? Forgive him. So here's the thing I want to go ahead and read the scripture, por favor.
En Lucas 17:3-4 dice así: Tengan cuidado de ustedes mismos. Si tu hermano peca contra ti, repréndelo. Y si se arrepiente, perdónalo. Y si peca contra ti 7 veces en un día vuelve a ti diciendo, me arrepiento, perdóname.
Now let's read what it's really saying.
Entonces vamos a leer lo que aquí realmente dice.
Not a commentary, what it's saying.
No es un comentario, es lo
Amen?
Que dice.
Right out of the Bible. It is the responsibility.
Porque es la responsabilidad.
Of the person who offends you.
De la persona que te ha ofendido.
To ask for forgiveness.
Que te pida perdón.
You see, you're shocked in that because we're taught that we're always the victim.
Porque the villain. Aquí estás sorprendido porque tú crees que siempre tú eres la víctima.
People hurt us.
Gente nos ha hecho daño.
And the first thing they come to you and say, did you forgive them?
Entonces te preguntan, ¿tú los perdonaste?
And they put that villain mentality on you.
Entonces ponen esta cosa mala en ti.
Jesus said.
Porque Jesús dijo.
Oh, I'm going to get adamant in this. Not what a man said, not what Richard said. Jesus said.
Porque no que el hombre dice o Ricardo dice lo que Jesús dice.
If your brother sins against you, rebuke him.
Porque si tu hermano peca contra ti, repréndelo.
Take it up with Jesus.
Entonces dile esto.
You should be happy about this one. It's in your favor.
O discute esto con Jesús porque él está a favor tuyo.
But.
Pero.
That's why you don't put up with junk.
Por eso a veces tomas muchas porquerías.
If. And I'm actually writing a booklet on this. You'll get it soon. If. If.
If.
He repents.
Y si él se arrepiente.
Restore him.
Restáuralo.
You see. I'm not going to get in today who's wrong, who's right right now. I'm just going to get into the part of if you are a victim. You get it? I'm not going to go for who's wrong, who's
porque
right.
No voy a ahí hablar de quién está mal o quién está bien.
I'm just going to talk about who is a victim.
Pero voy a hablar de quién es la víctima.
So let's say right now we're all victims.
Entonces, si decimos ahora mismo que nosotros somos víctimas,
here's what I want to get to you.
Y esto es lo que yo te quiero decir.
No, don't hold on forgiveness, but hear me.
Que no guardes de no perdonar, pero escúchame.
Proper restoration comes.
Porque una restauración propia.
When the person who sinned against you, they can't sin against you.
Porque esa persona que peca en contra tuya.
Is restored.
Está restaurado.
But that falls on them.
Pero entonces eso cae en ellos.
Not you.
No en ti.
But we have made it an issue.
Pero nosotros hemos hecho de esto una cosa.
It's a psychological issue.
Es algo psicológico.
Amen. So even if he offends you 70 times 7, that means unlimited.
Aun si él te ofende 7 veces 70.
But as long as he comes back or she comes back and says, look, and they mean it, I'm so sorry.
Pero entonces si ellos te piden perdón, pero si te piden perdón verdadero,
forgive me.
Perdónalos.
And if they mean it,
y si ellos son sinceros,
folks, asking forgiveness like this, well, you know, you kind of made me mad.
Entonces si, por ejemplo, tú vienes, esa persona viene a ti y te, o tú le dices, oh, tú me has enojado.
I'm going to tell you one place in the Bible where forgiveness was powerful beside Jesus, number one.
Porque te voy a decir en la Biblia un lugar donde hay mucho perdón.
Years ago, my wife and I learned this from a powerful man of God according to the scripture.
Porque hemos aprendido de esta persona de acuerdo a las escrituras.
Do you know that Joseph never told his brothers what his father did?
Porque never. José nunca le dijo a su padre lo que los hermanos hicieron con él.
They never knew.
Él nunca lo supo.
Isn't that powerful?
Era poderoso.
You see, if you have to talk about it,
porque si tú hablas del problema,
that's psychology.
Eso es psicología.
Let people know how they hurt you.
Y entonces tú le explicas a la persona cómo te, esa persona te hizo daño.
How you gonna get even.
Cómo tú vas a estar ahí con esa persona.
That's not forgiveness.
Haciéndole lo mismo.
But now let's talk about the person who offended you.
Pero entonces vamos a hablar de esa persona que te ofendió.
It is their biblical right.
Porque es el derecho bíblico
to say to you,
decirte a ti,
or to come to you,
o venir a ti,
not you beg them, they come to you on their own heart.
No que tú le ruegues a ellos, que ellos vengan de su propio corazón.
Listen, I want to release some of you from this bondage. You're going to get free.
Porque yo quiero hacerte libre de esta atadura.
Because we walk around with this burden.
Porque nosotros caminamos con esa pesa dentro de nosotros.
Are we to forgive?
Tenemos que perdonar, sí.
But,
pero
true restoration according to God.
Una restauración completa de acuerdo a Dios.
Is offender? Come on. And the one who was offended.
Que el ofendido y el que fue ofendido.
Come together.
Vienen juntos.
As one.
como uno.
The only thing Jesus tells you here to do.
Aquí lo único que Jesús te dice que hagas.
If you've been offended.
Si tú has sido ofendido.
Is to rebuke him.
Es que los reprenda.
In other words, expose what they did, how it hurt you. There's nothing wrong in that.
Porque no está mal que tú le digas a ellos, los reprenda y le diga el daño que te hicieron.
So, let's get a little foundation here. Let's look at the Hebrew terms, because the word is three terms in Hebrew.
Vamos a ver aquí esta palabra que en hebreo son tres puntos.
For forgiveness.
Para perdón.
The first one is nasa.
La primera es nasa.
It means to lift up.
Quiere decir levántate.
When God forgives you,
levanta.
When God forgives you,
cuando Dios te perdona,
he lifts up.
Él te levanta.
The next one,
la segunda,
is salah.
Es salah.
Not salad, salah.
Salah.
Okay? Remember in Hebrew you say the word exactly how it is. So it's salah.
Salah.
And the word salah,
y esa palabra significa,
so God nasa,
Dios nasa,
lifts off,
levanta,
salah,
salah,
pardons,
perdonar.
Come on. He lifts off.
Él levanta.
He takes off the burden.
Él quita así la carga.
And he, as forgiving, forgiving means you lift the burden.
Entonces eso quiere decir que él levanta tu carga.
You don't cover the burden in sin, you lift it.
Tú no cubres el pecado, tú lo levantas.
If you're covering, you're in the Old Testament. You lift, it lifts off.
Lo levantas.
That's forgiveness.
Y eso es perdón.
And then God covers.
Entonces Dios lo cubre.
That's kafa.
Eso es kapar.
So you're nasa.
Nasa.
Salah.
Salah.
Come on. Nasa. Lift.
Nasa. Lift. Levanta.
Lift. Levanta.
Levanta.
Come on. Levanta.
Levanta.
Okay. So the first thing is that unforgiveness has to be lifted.
Porque eso en no perdonar tiene que ser levantado.
Okay, so you're humans now and you're adults in here, those watching. Who has the responsibility to lift it off? The one who committed the crime.
Porque ¿quién es el que tiene que levantar? Aquel que hizo el crimen.
But they've told you for years in church, no, you need to forgive. Yeah, you do.
Entonces la iglesia te dice, sí, tú tienes que perdonar, y es verdad.
But God is not burdening you because you didn't commit the crime, the other person did.
Porque Dios no está encima de ti como mal, porque tú no fuiste el que cometiste el pecado, fue la otra persona.
Where do we get this stuff from?
¿De dónde hemos aprendido
when
esto?
Preaching, people get upset. This is the truth.
Porque esa es la verdad.
Not looking for popularity.
Porque yo no estoy buscando por yo ser popular.
I can't burden you. You're adults, right?
Son adultos aquí.
In my little booklet I'm doing, it's a story I gave. A young woman went down.
Es una historia verdadera en este libro que estoy escribiendo.
I was going to say something, but I think I need to bring it this way. This young woman went down to visit her friend in New York. It was New York City. I didn't
say it. Persona fue a visitar a la amiga en Nueva York.
And she went in an era that was the ghetto.
Entonces ella fue allí en el lugar que era el ghetto.
I'm glad you rich folks don't know what that is, but hey, amen. The hood.
Ahí es el ghetto.
Come on. I'm glad that y'all, except maybe them three back there, and the rest of y'all.
O el caserío.
Hallelujah. She went down to the hood.
Ella fue allí a ese lugar.
And two guys caught her and they assaulted her.
Entonces estos dos hombres vinieron en contra de ella y le hicieron daño.
She went to visit a friend.
Ella fue a visitar a la amiga.
Do you know what happened in court?
¿Y tú sabes qué pasó en la corte?
The lawyer,
el abogado,
and the judge,
y el juez,
made her the villain.
La hicieron que ella fuera como la culpable.
You know what they said? She shouldn't have been in that neighborhood.
Entonces ellos dijeron como esto, que ella no tenía que estar allí, en ese lugar.
It's happening right now in churches and counseling.
Y está pasando muchas veces en las iglesias cuando te tratan de decirte o ayudarte.
A man will beat his wife.
O te dan consejo.
And a minister of God will stand there.
Porque, por ejemplo, now, un hombre puede allí pegarle a su esposa.
Remember, we're talking about the victim now, okay?
Estamos hablando aquí de la víctima.
Despite all the issues, but he would do something that is not of God.
Que él le hace a la esposa algo que no es de Dios.
And then we make excuses to say to that woman, well, if you didn't nag him, he wouldn't have hit you.
Entonces decimos, por ejemplo, si tú no estuvieras ahí molestándolo, él no te hubiera pegado.
Church, is that how you want to live your Christianity in God?
Entonces yo te pregunto, ¿esta es la vida cristiana que tú quieres vivir?
God has set me free.
Porque Dios me ha libertado y te ha libertado a ti.
You don't cover yourself with the blood. The blood is with the blood has removed the sin that's in your life. Come on.
Porque la sangre remueve el pecado que hay en tu vida.
Well, you know, the reason why you got like that or they touched you is because of the way you dress. Great.
O se dirán por la razón que abusaron de ti o hicieron cosas es porque tú vistes así.
So a woman is called a whore, but a man is called a stud. Seriously?
We're safe. Que una mujer se le llaman como una prostituta, pero el hombre como algo, como un caballero.
This is what God did. God atoned. He removed. Come on.
Porque Dios remueve.
See, in the Old Testament,
en el Viejo Testamento,
the priest on atonement day,
entonces el sacerdote en el día de la expiación,
Aaron would go behind the Holy of Holies.
Entonces Aaron entraba allí al Santo de los Santos.
And present the blood sacrifice.
Entonces él presenta la sangre del sacrificio.
For himself and his family.
Para él y su familia.
That gave him the right to go back out again.
Entonces eso le da el derecho de regresar.
And get more blood.
Buscar más sangre.
For the nation.
Por la nación completa.
Israel.
Amen.
Every year he did that in atonement, one time.
Entonces él hacía eso todos los años una vez. En el día de la expiación.
That was the only time a priest was to come, the high priest, before the Lord. One time.
Porque esa era la única razón o tiempo de el sacerdote el venir allí una vez al año.
All the other sacrifices happened every day for your sins, every day outside.
Entonces todos los sacrificios que ellos hacían todos los días por el pueblo.
Remember I said last week, Christ became our personal lamb.
Porque Cristo ha venido a ser el cordero personal.
Abraham was about to kill his son.
Cuando Abraham iba a matar a su hijo.
And God said no.
Y Dios le dijo no.
I'll provide my son.
Yo voy a proveer mi
Christ
hijo.
Christ became our family lamb. Come on.
Porque Cristo vino a ser ese cordero familiar.
Israel put the blood in the doorpost.
Porque Israel puso la sangre en el poste de la puerta.
The death angel moved on.
Y el ángel de la muerte pasó.
Amen. Come on. And then,
entonces,
he became the lamb for all of the world. Come
porque
on.
Él vino a ser el cordero para el mundo entero.
And on the cross,
entonces la cruz,
he did something. Wow.
Entonces él hizo algo. Wow.
This is what he said.
Esto es lo que él dijo.
Father, forgive them.
Padre, perdónalos.
Because they don't know what they're doing.
Porque no saben lo que hacen.
Here's the problem with that. It's a good problem.
Entonces este es el problema que yo tengo con eso.
He didn't have to say that because he was not the villain. He was the victim.
Porque él no tenía que decir eso porque él era el victorioso. Él no era el vigilante.
But had he not said that,
pero si él no hubiera dicho esto,
that unforgiveness would be floating today all over the world.
Entonces esa palabra hubiera corrido al mundo entero hasta ahora.
Now, I'm not saying this is Bible, but I say this for me.
Pero entonces yo no digo que eso es bíblico, pero lo digo de parte de mí.
Satan would have ran up and down and said, "Oh, God never forgave you on the cross, never forgave you."
Entonces Satanás podría decir esto: Dios nunca te perdonó en la cruz.
And then we said, now John saw him in heaven. He's not a lamb, but you know, the lamb.
Juan lo vio en el cielo, el cordero.
Come on, the lamb.
El cordero.
For all eternity.
Por toda la eternidad.
That's why Jesus said, "Pray." This is why he said it. When you pray, our Father in heaven.
Por eso Jesús dice cuando tú ores al Padre en los cielos.
Watch this now. Your kingdom come.
Tu reino venga.
Now he's about to tell you. The disciples didn't get it. I wouldn't have got it either.
Entonces él trató de decirle eso. Ni aun los discípulos lo cogieron.
Your will be done.
Tu voluntad sea hecha.
Was whose will?
¿Qué voluntad?
in heaven,
en el cielo,
as it is in earth.
Así como en la tierra.
What was he really talking about?
¿Qué era lo que él de veramente estaba hablando?
That the lamb one day,
que el cordero un día,
will be sitting in heaven,
va a estar sentado en el trono en el cielo.
Pray the will of the lamb.
Y tú vas a orar la voluntad del cordero.
It's simple.
Es simple.
Simple.
Es simple.
And then people, and then we get offended when God's trying to set us free.
Entonces, listen to me. Nosotros nos ofendemos cuando Dios nos quiere ser libre.
One more thing before we read these two scriptures and finish. When that blood was done during the atonement.
Cuando esa sangre estaba siendo allí en el día de la expiación.
When God looked over and saw.
Cuando Dios miró.
He forgave Israel for another year.
Él perdonó a Israel por otro año.
By the way, next year he got to be back there again, same time. You get it?
Pero entonces el próximo año Aarón tenía que regresar allí.
Thank you for see because the blood, the sin was never removed.
Porque el pecado nunca fue removido.
It was covered.
Fue cubierto.
But Jesus.
Pero entonces Jesús.
Do we have to go every year?
¿Tenemos que ir allí todos los años? No.
Jesus removed the sin.
Porque Jesús removió todos nuestros pecados.
Okay, that wasn't. Okay, let me see if I can find something else. Maybe I can tell you some joke out there in the world you'll understand. Okay, Jesus removed the sin.
Porque Jesús removió el pecado.
Because Aaron.
Porque Aarón.
And remember, everything's showing what Jesus. Remember, God's history is His prophecy. Got it?
Porque la historia de Dios es su profecía.
If you don't get the Bible history right, your prophecy is going to be wrong.
Porque si tú no coges la historia bien, la profecía no va a trabajar.
God's history is in front of us.
Porque la historia de Dios está enfrente de nosotros.
His story, history. That's the word. His story.
Su historia es nuestra historia.
Now here's the key.
Y esta es la clave.
He releases.
Entonces él mueve.
Aaron comes out.
Entonces Aarón viene.
He grabs a goat.
Entonces él coge la cabra.
And you all know what that goat is.
Y tú sabes lo que la cabra significa.
He lays his hand on the goat.
Entonces él pone sus manos en la cabra.
That's a scapegoat.
Porque esa es la cabra de escape.
He comes out.
Entonces él viene afuera.
God forgives Israel for a year.
Entonces Jesús o Dios perdona a Israel por un año.
Not physically, but he takes the sins of Israel that God's forgiven.
Pero entonces él toma los pecados de Israel.
And he puts it on the goat.
Entonces lo pone en la cabra.
And they send the goat out.
Entonces él manda a la cabra que escape.
And the goat never comes back.
Y la cabra nunca regresa.
Are you ready for this?
¿Estás listo para esto?
If the goat came back,
si la cabra hubiera regresado,
he'd have had the sin on him.
Entonces tendría el pecado en él.
Because the goat can't remove the sin.
Porque si te pones a pensar, la cabra no puede remover los pecados.
Jesus.
Pero Jesús.
Was sent by God.
Fue mandado de Dios.
Are you getting this? Sent out.
Fue mandado.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The sins.
Los pecados.
Remember what John the Baptist said. Sin. One sin affects all sins.
Porque mira lo que Juan el Bautista dijo. Un pecado afecta todo el pecado.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Que el cordero de Dios.
Who takes away, not covers, takes away the sin of the world.
Que quita los pecados del mundo, no los cubre, los quita.
Anybody know what that sin is? It's one sin that covers all sin.
Que un pecado cubre todo.
Any form of disobedience to God is sin.
Cualquier forma de desobediencia a Dios es pecado.
That's all God wants, one thing for us to get right. We're growing, we're learning.
Y esto es lo que Dios quiere que nosotros hagamos. Nosotros estamos creciendo.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Confía en Dios con todo tu corazón.
Lean not to your own understanding.
No te dejes llevar por tu propio entendimiento.
Uno sin.
One sin.
We think it's millions. No, that's the result of the one.
¿Tú crees que son millones? No, ese es el resultado de uno.
Jesus put the trust back in God.
Porque Jesús puso su confianza a Dios otra vez.
That we can trust him.
Para que nosotros confiemos en él.
And Jesus said, I'll show you the way.
Entonces Jesús dijo, yo te voy a enseñar el camino.
Are you ready for this?
¿Estás listo para esto?
You sure? Okay. I don't know. You, the other stuff you've been, huh? Okay. Jesus.
Jesús.
Showed us.
Nos enseñó.
By dying.
Por él muriendo.
You trust God.
Entonces confías en Dios.
Till death do you part.
Hasta que la muerte te separe.
Matthew 5, 23 and 24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, by the way, Jesus again, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, go your way, first be reconciled, that's forgiveness, that's what God, to your brother, and then come and offer the gift. Read it, por favor, and then I'll explain a little thing here.
Mateo 5, 23 y 24 dice así, por tanto, si traes tu ofrenda al altar y allí te acuerdas de que tu hermano tiene algo contra ti, deja allí tu ofrenda delante del altar y ve y reconcíliate primero con tu hermano y entonces ven y presenta tu ofrenda.
Okay, so who is he talking about here? The offender or the one who's offended? No, he's talking about the offender.
Entonces, ¿de quién le está hablando aquí? ¿El que te ofendió o tú y tú ser el ofendido?
If you bring your tithes, your offerings to God, your giving, your coming to prayer meeting, coming on Sundays to him, remember one thing.
Si traes tu diezmo o vienes a la oración, recuérdate de una cosa.
If you've offended someone.
Si tú has ofendido a alguien.
Get it right.
Hazlo bien. Ven y reconcíliate.
The responsibility of forgiveness always begins on the one who did the offense.
Porque lo primero de esto es aquel always. Que hizo las ofrenda.
Now if they're dead, well maybe God took them out, I don't know.
Si están muerto,
I don't know, he might have. He's gone. If they're not there, if they're dead or they disappeared or whatever,
si han
we'll
desaparecido,
talk about that later.
Desaparecido, están muerto.
Because what you'll do is transfer that
porque
into Christ.
Porque entonces tú tienes que poner eso en Cristo.
But it is always the responsibility.
Pero siempre la responsabilidad
of the offender.
Del que ofendió.
The villain. The villain. How do you say villain in español?
Villano.
How do you say perpetrator? That's too big. That's big words for Spanish. Perpetrator. Big word.
Sí, dice otro. Seis centinelas.
I don't know. Remember, I only say the words from the Bible.
Explícate, explícate.
See, I only hear the Lord, so I don't know what else to say. My mind, you're right, anyway. Now you know I need forgiveness, right? Okay. So here's the key.
Y esta es la clave.
This is what it would say, see the word reconcile?
Esto es lo que diría aquí cuando te reconcilias.
Okay, reconcilia means to change.
Porque cuando te reconcilia, quiere decir que tienes que cambiar.
Now, I don't know Greek, but if you read the Greek Bible, I know a few words. This
porque
is what
si
it would actually
lees
say
la
to
Biblia
you.
Griega,
the original Greek.
El griego original.
We would say, first be reconciled.
Tenemos que decir que tenemos que estar reconciliados.
But the way it would read with it, first be changed.
Pero primero significa cambia.
Exchange. Have an exchange with the person. Come on.
Tienes que tener así como un cambio con esa persona.
Restore.
Restaura.
You cause it, you restore it. You humble yourself and restore it.
Porque si tú lo causaste, tú tienes que ser humilde y tienes que reconciliarlo.
You show favor.
Entonces tú enseñas favor.
Because they've been hurt by you.
Porque ellos han sido lastimados por ti.
You bring them back. There's one word. You bring them back.
Entonces tú los traes de nuevo.
And if you really mean it.
Y si tú de veras significa.
That both of you come together in harmony.
Entonces los dos van a estar aquí en una armonía.
Now it doesn't mean you have to go hang out with them anymore and eat and barbecue. No, you just go on your ways. You're free.
Entonces eso no significa que tienes que ir tal con ellos ahí a hacer el barbecue, estar con ellos y comer. No, quiere decir que tú lo perdonaste y eres libre.
Don't help God.
No ayudes a Dios.
2 Corinthians 5:18. Now all things are of God. Who has reconciled back to this, bring back, change us to himself through Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Remember, Jesus, salvation, anointed. That's what it means, the anointed salvation, and has given us, if the salvation wasn't anointed, we wouldn't be saved.
Porque
it's the approval of God. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through salvation, the anointed salvation, and has given us the ministry of, we're the priests, reconciliation.
En 2 Corintios 5:18 dice así, y todo proviene de Dios, quien nos ha reconciliado consigo mismo por Cristo y nos dio el ministerio, porque somos sacerdotes de la reconciliación.
That is why, church,
por eso, iglesia,
a few years ago I preached on this and people didn't gather, but now some of you got it. We are priests forever.
Porque yo prediqué esto antes y muchos no lo cogieron, pero ahora ustedes lo cogen.
What Aaron did,
lo que Aarón hizo,
we do every day in Christ.
Eso lo hacemos nosotros todos los días en Cristo.
The Bible says,
la Biblia
Peter
dice,
says,
Pedro dice,
that we're a holy nation,
que somos una nación santa.
A royal priesthood. A royal priesthood, a priest.
Un sacerdote royal. Real.
The priest is not the one who gives you communion.
Porque el priest no es el que te da la comunión.
The number one thing we should be doing to God is ministering to him first.
Lo primero que nosotros tenemos que hacer es administrarle con Dios primero.
God sees us as a priestly nation.
Porque Dios nos ve como una nación sacerdotal.
You see, great about Israel, but they only had the priests in them.
Porque grande como Israel, ellos tenían los sacerdotes allí dentro.
But in Christ,
pero en Cristo,
we're all priests.
Nosotros somos sacerdotes.
Big difference.
Una diferencia grande.
And you have the right,
entonces tú tienes el derecho.
If you truly are serving and love God,
si tú deberamente sirves a Dios y lo amas,
what does a priest do?
¿Qué es lo que un sacerdote hace?
They don't minister on behalf of the people, they minister on behalf of God.
Porque ellos no administran al lugar de las personas, pero al lugar de Dios.
And we minister healing.
Entonces nosotros administramos sanación.
From God.
De Dios.
We minister the word. Come on.
Entonces nosotros administramos la palabra.
From God.
De Dios.
We pray.
Oramos.
God's will.
La voluntad de Dios.
Because we are a priest.
Porque nosotros somos sacerdotes.
Under the priest.
Debajo del sacerdote Dios.
Come on. The priest.
Del sacerdote.
Sits on the throne.
Está sentado en el trono.
Oh, you should have jumped out. You're Pentecostal, should have run all over the building now. Up in the ceiling, all over. Come on. We sit on the throne. He sits on the throne.
Él se sienta en el trono.
He sits on the throne.
Él se sienta en el trono.
Ministering to the Father every minute, every second, every hour. Come on, church.
Él está administrando al Padre cada minuto, cada segundo.
But the Bible goes one step further.
Cada hora, y la Biblia va más hacia adelante.
Just like Jesus sits on the throne. Come on.
Como Jesús se sienta en el trono.
As the high priest.
Como el sacerdote alto.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that we're seated in heavenly places with him.
Que nosotros estamos sentados en los cielos con él.
We sit with Jesus.
Porque nosotros estamos sentados con Jesús.
And minister to him.
Y nosotros le administramos a él.
And the Father accepts the ministry.
Entonces el Padre acepta el ministerio de nosotros.
Because no longer do we have the sin covered, the sin has been removed.
Porque ya no tenemos el pecado cubierto, sino fuera de nosotros.
What I'm telling you will set you free if you grab this.
Si tú tomas esto que yo te estoy diciendo, tú vas a ser libre.
And if you ever leave here, don't let anybody condemn you. As long as you're not living a life of sin, don't let anybody condemn you.
Entonces, si tú te marchas de aquí, no deje que nadie te condene.
My sins have been removed.
Porque mis pecados han sido removidos.
1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, here's a restoration, reconciliation. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins. Look at this. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. ¿Comprende? Sí.
Primera de Juan 1:9. Si confesamos nuestros pecados, Él es fiel y justo para perdonar nuestros pecados y limpiarnos de toda maldad.
So I pray today that this burden will lift off of us.
Entonces yo oro que esa carga o pesadez en ti sea removida hoy.
That this burden will come off of us.
Que esa pesadez o carga sea movida de ti.
Because many of us in this room and watching have been hurt.
Porque muchos aquí y aquellos que me están mirando por la vía han sido lastimados o heridos.
Now very simple, if you've hurt somebody, you need to get before God and get this straight.
Entonces, si tú has ofendido a alguien, tienes que allí arreglarlo.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
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 God has forgiven us.
Porque Dios nos ha perdonado.
See, but the first thing now that lying enemy comes and says, yeah, but yesterday you sinned and you, it's always.
Entonces el diablo mentiroso te va a decir, oh, ayer pecaste.
Let me tell you this, you know when you mess up.
Porque tú sabes cuando tú lo haces mal.
You don't need God to tell you, you just know.
Tú no necesitas que Dios te lo diga, tú sabes.
You know when they cut you off, say, you bing!
Tú sabes cuando estás manejando y te cortan y dices así.
Few seconds later you hear a voice.
Entonces,
first voice.
Entonces la primera voz.
Don't mess with you.
Que no estén ahí contra tuya.
That's not God, by the way.
Porque eso no es Dios.
Boy, they mess with me. Boy, I drive them over with my 2-ton pickup.
Porque si yo voy ahí, le voy a manejar en contra de ellos con mi troca.
And God gets quiet, he figures, I ain't gonna compete with that, so.
Entonces Dios está en silencio porque el Dios dice yo no voy a competir con esto.
Because we're gonna listen to the first voice, believe me, we're gonna be
porque nosotros vamos a oír la primera voz.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Nothing happens that day you go home.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Nothing happens that day you go home.
Entonces nada pasa después, entonces vas a la casa.
You lay down.
Entonces te acuesta.
And the Holy Spirit said, psst.
Entonces el Espíritu Santo te dice, psst.
We need to talk.
Tenemos que hablar.
Was that really necessary?
¿Eso fue necesario?
Is that going to get you into heaven?
¿Eso te va a llevar al cielo?
I'm just asking. Don't worry. I'm glad you know you've never been there, but anyway. Come on. God is not a condemning God, he's a convicting God.
Porque Dios no te condena, él te habla
con. Man, that word is so big in Espanol. Wow. I was boasting about the Spanish, and now.
Dios no te condena. Oye, oye, oye. Dios no te condena.
No, oh, yeah. There's no oh, yeah in the Bible. You see the Bible having an oh, yeah in there?
Sí, Dios dice, listen, listen. Dios no te condena, sino te trae a convicción.
Créelo. The Bible don't have that inside there.
Sí, créelo.
It's all unbiblical words.
Créelo. Está en Mateo.
Watch out. God might, you know, before we might say one day, come here. Amen. What are we to do? Confess.
¿Qué tenemos que hacer? Confesar.
Now, we're going to next week. James solves if that person is dead or gone to jail. Well, you know what? If they're dead or gone to jail, praise the Lord. No. Really? I don't know. If they died, then maybe God took them on.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yo no sé si esa persona murió o está en la cárcel.
So you can say, yes! But no, don't do that.
Entonces tú dirás, sí, pero
but
no,
James
no lo
deals with that, okay? What I'm saying to you is this.
Pero entonces, él dice esto.
John is telling us to confess.
Porque Juan nos dice que confesamos.
You know what made Peter different?
¿Tú sabes lo que hizo a Pedro diferente?
He said, Lord, I'll die for you, man, I.
Él le dijo, Dios, yo voy a morir por ti.
I was telling somebody yesterday, if that had been me and Jesus said, rebuke you, Satan, you would have prayed, I'm out of here, I ain't hanging around with Jesus.
Porque si esto fuera yo y Jesús me dice, yo te reprendo, Satanás, él dice que sería.
But something happened.
Pero entonces algo pasó.
Now you have to get this right, come closing to this. This is what the word said.
Esto es lo que la palabra dice.
Peter said to him,
Pedro le dijo,
I'm going to show you. Again, there are many translations today, and there's nothing wrong with a lot of them. Some of them, but a lot of them are not bad. Don't get me wrong, okay? But translations can come off of culture, where
porque,
we live. Come on.
Porque eso significa de right? Tu cultura o de donde tú vives.
So when I go to India, they see the Bible in a different way than we do.
Porque cuando yo voy a India, ellos ven la Biblia diferente de la manera que yo la veo.
There's over 1.5 billion people in India.
Porque hay
Nancy,
como,
you know this, you've been there with us.
Porque Nancy, tú has ido allí conmigo a India.
And the same thing in Africa, Nancy, but more India. You know this.
Y tú fuiste también conmigo en África y tú sabes eso.
Indians don't run around from church to church.
Porque la gente de India, ellos no van de iglesia a iglesia.
Indians don't fight which church is small or big.
Entonces ellos no pelean qué iglesia es grande o pequeña.
They,
no.
They just feel.
Ellos se sienten.
They left that demonic Hinduism.
Dejaron al
Hindu.
Hindu.
Okay. They came into Christ.
Entonces vinieron a Cristo.
Remember, in India, when you get saved and other places, even in Israel too, when you get saved, you get kicked out.
Porque en India o en otros lugares, cuando tú te salvas, te echan afuera.
You get kicked out.
Te echan afuera.
I remember a woman there. Nancy, you weren't at that meeting, but you were there, but we all were resting. And this young lady had got saved.
Entonces, esta joven se salvó en India.
They threw her out.
Y la botaron de su casa.
Remember Sonny that came here from Norway?
La que vino aquí de India no mucho tiempo atrás.
Sonny, the Indian lady.
Sonny, okay. La hermana okay. India.
Okay, who lives now in Norway. Sonny's father is a Hindu leader.
Porque el padre de ella es un hindú, un líder hindú.
And she might be watching, but she said,
entonces ella dijo,
and when she came to the Lord,
cuando ella vino al Señor,
amen? You see, because this is what they believe in India.
Porque esto es lo que ellos creen en India.
If you're truly serving God,
si tú verdaderamente le sirves a Dios,
the power of God,
el poder de Dios,
will come from you.
Va a venir de ti.
And they will feel it.
Y lo van a sentir.
So they believe.
Ellos creen.
That you be faithful.
Que tú vas a ser fiel.
No matter what.
No importa qué.
Long as it's not abuse.
Aunque no te abusen.
Where you've been called.
Donde tú has sido llamado.
And they do.
Y lo hacen.
Well, this young girl, she was thrown out.
Entonces a ella la botaron de la casa.
Good home.
Tenía un buen hogar.
And she was there living on the streets.
Y ella estaba viviendo en la calle.
She would have to go and hide.
Se tenía que esconder.
Amen. But she faithfully.
Pero ella fiel.
Faithfully.
Era fiel.
Come on, faithfully.
Era fiel.
Served the Lord.
Servía a Dios.
Hallelujah. You see, and I don't want to take long in it, but I just want to get this across there. See, this is the importance that when you're in another culture, sometimes.
Esta es la importancia cuando tú estás en otra cultura.
Sometimes it's very close to the Bible.
Está muy cerca a la Biblia.
In India, you know how they do a wedding? Like the Bible.
Tú sabes cómo en India hacen una boda como la Biblia.
Amen. And what they do is.
Entonces lo que ellos hacen.
The man.
El hombre.
You know this, Nancy. You were there. The man.
Nancy, tú sabes esto porque tú estabas allí conmigo.
They put him on a horse in India, modern India.
Lo ponen a él en un caballo.
Just like the Bible.
Como la Biblia.
It's amazing to see. And they beat drums.
Entonces ellos tocan ahí los drones.
Amen. And they rejoice to take him to go and get
entonces
the
ellos
wife.
Se regocijaron y lo llevaron a buscar a su esposa.
But I know this is real.
Y yo sé que esto es real.
When you go to those places,
cuando tú vas a esos lugares,
because the demons and the spirits they deal with, we don't deal with here.
Porque los demonios que ellos tienen allí, nosotros no los tenemos aquí.
But this is real, hallelujah.
Pero esto es real.
It's real, hallelujah.
Es real.
It's real in God.
Es real en Dios.
We have a God.
Tenemos un Dios.
Who's real.
Que es real.
And I remember this as I could see it now.
Y me recuerdo de esto que lo veo así mismo.
Sister Nelly knows the hymn and Pastor Daniel, who used to come here, he hasn't been here for years, asked me when we were there to do a wedding with him.
Porque entonces este pastor que vino aquí años atrás me dijo que lo ayudara a hacer esta boda.
The man was saved.
El hombre era salvo.
His wife was saved.
Y la esposa era salva.
But they hid it from the family.
Pero entonces ellos los tenían escondidos de su familia.
So they would go to the Hindu temple.
Iban al templo hindú.
And pray to Jesus.
Pero oraban a Jesús.
He said, "Well, brother."
Entonces tú dirás, hermano.
Jesus had secret disciples, by the way.
Porque recuérdate que Jesús tenía muchos discípulos secretos.
Joseph, who went to the tomb, was a secret disciple.
José, el que lo bajó de la cruz y le hizo el funeral.
So we know it all. Jesus had secret disciples.
Él tenía secretos discípulos.
And so I didn't know what to say, so I got up and I said, "Lord, help me."
Entonces yo le dije, yo no sé qué decir, y le dije, Señor, ayúdame.
And Daniel told me, "Just be careful because this Hindu priest is coming with his family."
Entonces,
very big Hindu priest.
Tienes que tener cuidado porque este sacerdote hindú va a venir con su familia.
I say this humbly, church, please hear my heart.
Entonces yo dije esto humildemente, escucha mi corazón.
We were all there. I don't know what I said.
Yo no me recuerdo lo que dije.
I just told God, I said, God,
entonces le dije a Dios, Dios,
I want to do what you do.
Quiero hacer lo que tú haces.
I don't want to Americanize it or Westernize it. I want what you do.
Porque quiero hacer lo que tú haces, no lo quiero hacer estilo americano.
They don't respect us anyway. I'm just saying it.
Porque a uno,
do what God does.
A uno nos respetan, pero quiero hacer lo que Dios dice.
And after I was finished,
y cuando yo acabé,
he comes up to me with his daughters, all his beautiful daughters around him.
Él vino hacia mí con sus bellas hijas.
The eldest daughter has now released that guy. The eldest daughter is now marrying that guy.
Entonces su hija mayor estaba casándose con el muchacho.
And he looks at me.
Entonces él me miró.
He said, "You?"
Y me dijo, "¿Tú?"
From America?
De América.
I said, "Yes."
Y le dije, "Sí."
You're not American preacher.
Él me dijo a mí, "Tú no eres un predicador de América."
He said, "You?"
¿Tú?
Hear God.
Oyes a Dios.
You don't have no gain for nothing.
Porque tú no estás jugando con nada para predicar la palabra.
He said, "You spoke."
Tú hablaste.
And I hear God in my heart.
Y yo escuché a Dios dentro de mi corazón.
Church, I've lived this.
Porque he vivido
right,
esto.
Nance, we've seen this.
Hemos visto esto.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
That we can forgive.
Que podemos perdonar.
And in here tonight, this morning, Lord,
y aquí esta mañana,
if we owe something,
si le debemos algo a alguien,
to anyone,
to alguien,
I ask,
yo te pido,
that you will give us,
que tú nos des,
Holy Spirit, has to be done through the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit,
Espíritu Santo,
if we've offended,
si nosotros hemos ofendido,
now I'm not telling you to go and dig up your past, if you're free from something, you're free. Okay?
Porque yo no digo que saques ahí tu pasado. Si eres libre, eres libre.
Those watching, I pray that you will make this prayer. If you have done something,
si tú has hecho algo mal a alguien,
maybe the person is no longer around.
Y quizás la persona no está allí más.
But I ask today,
pero yo te pido hoy,
that God, you will show us how to reconcile.
Señor, que tú nos enseñe cómo reconciliar.
In you.
En ti.
We thank you. All of you are watching again. We thank
you. Te doy gracias por todo.
Let's dive into how you can connect with the Love Gospel Church. They really emphasize being a warm, loving community, pretty much a family in God. So, what's the best way to start? A great first step is simply joining them for worship. You can catch their main services on Sunday mornings and also on Friday evenings. And heads up, there's also a special monthly get-together you'll want to put on your calendar. It's a special celebration happening the first Saturday of every single month at 11 a.m. But what if you're the one who could use a little support right now? Well, that's exactly where their community outreach programs come into play. They offer free food and clothing to anyone who needs it, no strings attached. You can stop by for that support every single Wednesday morning at 11. And you know, sometimes what you really need is prayer. They've got you covered there too. Just give this dedicated number a call anytime to leave your prayer request. All right, ready to connect? Here's a quick look at your next steps. There are basically four simple ways you can get plugged into the community right away. Now, for more details on any of this, the best place to look is their website. So check out lovegospel.org to find everything you need. What's your first step going to be?